This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordering the state police and the FBI to investigate Friday night's Upper East Side brawl between the right-wing group Proud Boys and left-wing protesters. Video showing Proud Boy members beating protesters after the Proud Boys founder spoke at the Metropolitan Club. Three protesters were arrested. Enraging witnesses and some officials, the New York Police Department says it's searching for more persons of interest in connection with the incident. Sears is filing bankruptcy in an effort to survive. The 124-year-old company that once dominated retail in America filing for Chapter 11 protection. Before internet shopping drastically changed the retail arena, Sears stores anchored malls nationwide. Sears' bankruptcy petition is listing assets of $1 billion to $10 billion, but liabilities between $10 billion and $50 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announcing the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby in the spring. It will be the first child for Meghan and Harry, the royal couple currently on a tour of Australia that got underway this morning. The prince and the former American actress married last May. A nonprofit auto safety group is demanding that Hyundai and Kia recall nearly 3 million vehicles, saying they could catch fire. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
and a U.S. Air Force technician working on an F-16 at a U.S. air base in Belgium last week mistakenly fired the F-16's cannon and destroyed another F-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is what it's all about here, okay? It's not the hokey pokey. We got to get this country back on track. This is serious stuff. And Megan Barth is with us, the co-chair of the Media Equality Project, national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, I'll tell you, for a moment there, I thought, well, I had a couple of friends going, things calm down now that the Kavanaugh deal's over. I go, well, it's never really over, but it's no sooner than that than all of a sudden we're missing a Saudi journalist. And, it's always something to talk about here.
Yeah, it is always something to talk about. And then also some breaking news that just came across the wire about an hour ago shows us that Elizabeth Warren is likely running in 2020, mm-hmm. because she released a DNA test that shows that she is 1/512th Indian, if that's how it goes. Because I don't know that I've ever met anybody that claims to be Indian that only has a 1/512 chances, I guess, to be.
Right.
She perhaps is one of 512 Indians. Makes no sense.
Well, hey, and if that's all it takes to get you, a Harvard job to the tune of $500,000 a year, I guess that's the ante. That's all you need now.
I guess we're all Indians now.
Of course we are.
Right. And then, when you look in Texas, you have Beto O'Rourke, who's pretending to be a Hispanic. Who's running against Ted Cruz. So when the Democrats can't just run on, a platform, of course, they have to inject identity politics into everything. And this is just so absurd. The Democrats right now are rejoicing on Twitter. This proves she's an Indian. No, it doesn't. It proves that she basically is not.
Mm, yeah. Well, I could be a real smart aleck and ask along the way if she happened to find somebody else's birth certificate, too. But, that's a whole other topic. But, still, it's just, we've been lied to before. We've been told that something is that isn't. And, whatever. Fine. I don't think that it's going to be a disaster for her. It's just another way for the Democrats to waste money. So, go put it in her campaign,
Well, and Donald Trump also tweeted out to your original point about Saudi is that he is sending Mike Pompeo over to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king,
right.
Because of the mystery surrounding the disappearance of this journalist. And also what was interesting that came out over the weekend, Bill, is that it's reported, at least by Turkish officials, that this journalist was wearing a Apple Watch, and he recorded his own perhaps death.
Murder. Wow.
And had uploaded at least a good portion of that video to his computer or iPhone that his girlfriend or fiance was holding at the time. So this mystery will begin to unravel, but, you know, all really arrows right now, all guesses are pointed towards Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are. I mean, you know, of course, the media has been having a field day on this because, you know, first of all, Pompeo was scheduled to go to Saudi Arabia. And so then it was, well, maybe he's not going to go. And everybody's interjecting, you know, their opinion. There's a lot, you know, there's lots to work out here and understand. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia has been an ally. And, of course, then Saudi Arabia responds to the media response. Well, if they do something to us, you know, we're going to retaliate and, you know, this sort of thing. Well, you know, wait, let's see if we've got the facts. If you're purely innocent, not a problem. Let's lay the facts out there. But it's rather suspicious that you have somebody who's been, you know, critical of the regime, and seemingly he's no more. And on top of that, it happens. It doesn't even happen. It happens in your embassy, but you're in a foreign country. You're in Turkey where this happens. No bueno.
Right. And when you both look at Saudi and Turkey, they're both are quote unquote allies. But sometimes you have to ask yourself, well, with allies like that, who needs enemies? And so yeah. Now we have two of our allies kind of fighting and sparring against one another, and we're kind of getting dragged in the middle because obviously our journalist got dragged in the middle of these two countries, and we're just trying to connect the dots and figure out what happened to him. Mm-hmm. But the media, of course, wants a perpetual state of chaos and war, and so, you know, that benefits the Democrats. The confusion, the chaos, the dependency, the upheaval, the uprising, the tension benefits the Democrats. And so, you know, don't be surprised if you're seeing headlines that are, it's more like warmongering and pointing the fingers without any facts. Because that's journalism these days.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely the era of fake news, and we'll rabble rouse and get all this. I mean, obviously, something seriously has occurred with the journalist. There's no doubt here. He is MIA. We have no idea. And you know, at this point, without you know, habeas corpus, you know, what can we do?
Well, exactly, and. The Democrats, you know, if they are now the party of your presumed guilty before proven innocent, they probably mm-hmm. would have launched some missiles at Saudi already if they had an ounce of power.
Right, exactly. You know those planes that we were sending to you? We are sending them your way, but they're loaded and they're coming to attack you. Just kidding. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want, you know, things are out of sorts anyway. And yes, the Democrats, interestingly enough, who are talking these days about civility, you know, of course, their unhingement is really affecting their worldview, is it not?
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up because the unhinged mob is the latest Republican ad, and I was very happy to see that the GOP put out what I would consider a very smart political attack ad, whereby the GOP now is using the Democrats' actions as well as their words against them. Mm-hmm. So they put together kind of like a minute compilation of Hillary Clinton, Cory Booker, Maxine Waters,
Eric Holder,
leading Democrats, Eric Holder, calling for violence against Republicans, and then they juxtapose their calls for violence and lack of civility amongst the paid-for mob like Antifa and the woman's reaction to Brett Kavanaugh, and that was a paid-for mob. And so it was an excellent ad, and you're absolutely right. This is what happens when the Democrats lose power and they lose control. They become out of control. They resort to violent tactics, violent rhetoric, in order to create chaos. And they can do so because they have a paid-for, funded base to do it.
Yes. Thank you very much, George Soros. And why, Megan, why has mom become the new N-word? What, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, the mainstream media or, you know, CNN, I mean, absolutely went sideways. And, you know, when somebody brought up, you know, mob. Oh, it's not a mob. We can't talk mob here. It's like, okay, well, let's not, you know, how about if we talk birth certificate? Oh, my gosh, you know, watch heads explode.
Well, the Democrats believe they own the language, and I'm not sure what dictionary they're using, but there must be a progressive form of the Webster's Dictionary. because now whatever they're guilty of, they accuse the other party of doing. So they don't want to be referred to as a mob because that's exactly what they are.
Exactly. And as you say, this has been their modus operandi. And this just didn't happen yesterday. I mean, this has been going on forever and ever. It just keeps metastasizing and redefining itself. You know, I guess if you can get away with it. And they have been. Thank you very much, mainstream media, for underreporting on that. More from Megan Barth after this.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Guess Fresh and Independent every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, God willing. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And we're taking a look at, you know, all the Sunday news TV shows happening. What did you make of the 60-minute interview with President Trump and Leslie Stahl?
Well, as I watched it, I kept just saying, shut up, Leslie, let him speak. And I just realized a tweet put out by Ryan Fournier, I believe it was, the president was interrupted in 26 minutes 46 times. Now, in comparison, there's a statistic that shows that President Barack Obama did a similar interview. He did an interview twice as long and was interviewed only interrupted only four times.
Mm-hmm.
This shows the bias in how the questions lead to the answer that the host wants if they're not getting. It's a tactic of interview. You interrupt, you interrupt, you interrupt in order to get the question answered that you want answered. Especially if the interviewee is answering his question in a different manner on how you pose the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leslie Stahl, not too bright. And I witnessed that again in her interviewing skills yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If someone like me, and I'm a media hawk, keeps saying, stop interrupting, Leslie, I'm sure that other people were saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When CBS, for example, puts out a tweet this morning, that said, when President Trump was asked about Christine Blasey Ford and what he thought about her, he basically said, it doesn't matter, we won. Well, when you watch the clip, that's not what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the narrative is being constructed by the media, the narrative that they want to construct,
mm-hmm.
Which is that, you know, Trump is a misogynist, you know, he doesn't believe all women are survivors, or, you know, he himself is a rapist, whatever narrative.
Exactly.
That they want to paint this president into a corner, they will certainly use and wield their power through social media like tweets to do it.
Well, you know, and I thought it was interesting, too, because at one point he had a moment with her where he had to remind her that, hey, look at you're talking with the president. And, oh, yeah, that's that doesn't mean you. You're not the president. OK. Right.
Right. And I love those jabs that he gives back to the media. And when you look at the size of his rallies, and he just had a couple over the last few days,
mm-hmm.
They love it, too. His rallies seem to be just as strong as they were when he was campaigning.
In 2015, 2016? Exactly. And this is what drives me nuts is that, again, I said drives me nuts. You know, it's just one of those things you're waiting to say, okay, well, you know, again, you will see the strength of this president and his influence. He is not Barack Obama. Barack Obama could go out and get rallies for himself, but he couldn't for anybody else, if you remember. In fact, just recently, as you know, I'm in California, not too far away from Anaheim, where former President Barack Obama went to Anaheim Stadium. I think the stadium holds like 50,000 people, right? And 750 people showed up for Barack Obama. I mean,
the Democrats' excuse for that, or well, that's the you know, we limited the amount of tickets that we were able to sell. Little Richard ran out of 50,000 stadium. If you're only going to sell 750 tickets.
Yeah, you could have gone to a movie theater for that.
Exactly. The conference hall. What's
exactly.
That?
Yeah. I was going to say, rent out a movie theater or something, but yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just didn't make sense. And I've said this before, and perhaps not to you, but I'll say it again. The Democrats believe that they have a lot more power than they have. They believe they have a lot more power, and it looks kind of like they have a lot more power than they have because they have the mainstream media to do their bidding.
Mm-hmm.
They have a large platform as far as the mainstream media. They have a large microphone. They can rent a mob when they need a mob
mm-hmm.
to make it look like the American people are against Judge Kavanaugh. The fact is there are more of us than there are of them, but we
mm-hmm.
just don't, as conservatives, Republicans, independents, and Donald Trump, he does not have the media, or we do not have the media on our side. So we don't
mm-hmm.
have that amplification of our voices.
That's an excellent point here, Megan, because even, you know, during the Kavanaugh hearings, I had to tweet out at one time, I go, you know, to Fox of all places. I mean, Fox was spending so much time, you know, focusing in on all the rebel rousers and everything, the George Soros bought and paid for rent-a-mob. And I'm going, where are the conservatives? And we got a little bit of B-roll on conservatives walking, you know, the halls, the Senate offices and that in support of Kavanaugh. But there was quite a number. But, you know, comparatively, because, you know, people want to see all the hysteria. But it's like going to a car race. You know, there's not 100 accidents that happen at a car race. You might get one or two, right? But you're not going to get hundreds of them. But that's what, you know, the sports, you know, channels will focus on is that one accident or those two accidents and make it seem like that's what it's all about, when it really isn't. There's so much more to the story than that. And I was frustrated over the Kavanaugh, you know, covering because I thought it was so focused on the antithesis of it. And they were promoting the very thing that they're complaining about, you know, the incivility and everything. Well, if that's all you're showing people, you kind of give people the idea that that's what it's all about, do you not?
Well, yeah, that's the perception that you're left with. But you're also left with the perception, which really kind of rubbed me the wrong way, was where the Democrats believed that all women were against Kavanaugh. And they kept using women, women, women.
Yes.
And the fact was is that a majority of women were actually for Kavanaugh. But the Democrats will treat any group like a monolithic group, like we don't have our own individual thought, our own individual DNA, our own individual belief system, our own individual world by which we see the world through. The Democrats don't speak for all women, yet they keep saying, like Hillary Clinton, for example, was the champion of women. Well, no, she wasn't the champion of me or many women in my family.
Right, exactly.
And many women that I know. And so, again, this is the altered perception or altered reality in order to create an altered perception that the Democrats rely on. And they can do it so well because they have the mainstream media as their platform. And this anti-Trump media will do everything they can to sabotage this presidency, including his supporters.
Yeah. Kind of amazing. Not only that, but they seem to have a very huge disconnect with history and things that they have said and what they've acted on. You know, you talk to Anita Broderick and tell her that Hillary Clinton is a champion for all women, or Paula Jones, or, you know, go down the list, far from it. And then, you know, she wants to speak like she's, you know, the hashtag queen. Not hardly so. And the people in America are getting this. And this is what the mainstream media wants to continue to push this fable. And this is why they're so shocked when America comes together and says, not your president. We've got a better idea for a president. And we're going to go with Donald J. Trump. And they absolutely freaked out. So now what's going to happen at the midterms?
Oh, I think there's going to be a red wave. I really do. When you look at Real Clear Politics, they just released some polls. Nevada, for example, where I live, Dean Heller was down. Now he's up by a couple points, which is actually a strong surge for someone like Heller because he's really not all that popular in Nevada because he's more of a squishy moderate Republican that many Nevada conservatives obviously don't like. But you see this Kavanaugh effect happening across the country whereby even Democrat incumbents in strongholds, whether that's Heidi Heitkamp, Debbie Stabenow, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, Tester in Montana, Bill Nelson in Florida has a strong challenger of Rick Scott. We see all of these rising Republican candidates that are looking to replace the Democrat incumbent, and I think we're going to pick up a few seats in the Senate.
Well, barring them messing around with the polling stations, which, of course, they would never do that, right?
Yeah, and that's one thing that we always have to consider. We have to put out more people or push out more people to the polls because we have to overcome the voter registration fraud that's built into 46 states.
Exactly. We've got to leave it right there until next week. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Turkish authorities are planning to search the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where journalist Jamal Khashoggi was last seen nearly 2 weeks ago. The Turkish government believes he was killed by a Saudi hit team inside the consulate. If that's the case, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says there will have to be strong consequences.
If this is proven to be true, there is going to be a response from Congress. It's going to be nearly unanimous. It's going to be swift.
President Trump saying in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, if it is proven the Saudis killed the journalist, there would have to be serious punishment, though he didn't say what that would be. He also would not rule out in that interview shutting down the Russia investigation, though he says right now he has no intention of doing so. Today, the president will tour damage from Hurricane Michael, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah. Your love is
America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jeff Kemp joins us now. Jeff, who played 11 years in the NFL. We're going to be talking about teamwork, manhood, and his book, of course, Facing the Blitz. And but before we get into that, Jeff, good to be talking to you as always. How you been?
Good. I've been well, Bill. Thank you very much. Just came back from a marriage retreat with my wife, helping some couples. It was a blast.
Well, always good fun, you know, to see, Tara, marriage continues to be under attack because it's so core to the foundation of our families, is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a busy life, too, you know, and the American life is just so frenzied that people don't focus on their deepest relationships. And a lot of men, I think, don't really have their identity down strong, and that makes it hard for them to be the husbands they want.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus on relationships and give people their knowledge of who they are in God and how he meant for them to live.
Exactly. Jeff, what about the influence of the culture right now? I mean, there's such a culture where so much contention right now. We saw it on full display with the Kavanaugh hearings. This is not good, you know, in terms of, you know, the recipe of life when you have this kind of vitriol that's flying around the environment.
No, there's not. You know, it's interesting. There's a principle of teamwork that mm-hmm. Pat Lencioni talks about. He calls it the five dysfunctions of a team, that you can't really have excellent teamwork in a business or an enterprise, an athletic team, if you don't have trust.
Yes.
And trust is the bottom line. And then upon trust, you can build honest debate. And upon that, you can build commitment and then accountability and have great results. But it all goes back to relationships and trust. And I think today, the idea that power is the highest goal means, you know, political parties fight for power at the expense of relationship with one another. And I'm not going to throw both of them under the bus completely. But you know that some do not care about truth. They'll
right.
destroy a person's character for any purpose. And in the past, there have been others who defended wrong things they did because they wanted to hold on to power, and then that's still the case. But we need to realize that we are one family in America. We mm-hmm. have differing opinions and differing parties. My dad used to say that one was the mama party and the other was yeah. the papa party, but the right. mom and papa need to, you know, they need to debate. At the end of the day, they need to come together, and we're not seeing that. So
I think part of the problem is part of the problem, Jeff, is that we've lost sight of the common things that bind us together, you know, about being American. You know, we're all going through this journey together, but if we become so tribalized and disunited, we're going to be fussing and fighting until we're out of here.
Well, you know, our declaration, all men are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights, it went back to the fact that if you don't have an anchor of knowing where your rights came from.
Exactly.
Later,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have some basis of principles, which for many, many, many years were the Judeo-Christian heritage and worldview, then you cannot value other people with the dignity that you are, you know, you need to mm-hmm. have a respectful society where you can debate and compromise and come to an agreement of how do we govern each other despite our diversity.
Right.
So, like you said, what's in common has to start, not what's different.
Well, and this is why, you know, we look to the church. You know, the church that Jesus established has said that even the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Well, I'll tell you, many people, you know, that I run into are going, man, the gates of hell are really overpowering us. And I'm okay, well, and this is not an indictment on the church. It's not a broad brush indictment. But it's also to understand everybody has a role to play. As you're talking about leadership, you got to be in your proper lane. You get outside of your lane and, you know, if you get a quarterback that decides, hey, I don't want to be a quarterback this time. I want to be a center. You know, you're out of your lane. We got problems here in River City, and this is what we've got right now: is people are getting out of their lanes and not focused on the job and mission that they have for their very lives, and how interdependent we are. That everybody, you know, understand what their lane is, and that they operate in that lane of effectiveness, so that we can rise to the level. But as you say, we have no clue. If we're disengaging from the Creator himself, who manufactured us in a way with a plan and purpose, and we say, oh, that's okay, God, I know you did that. I know, you know, you designed me, you know, to be a Volkswagen, but, you know, I really want to be a Ferrari. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I think you're making a point that things go back to the designer, to the Creator. And when mankind rebels from his design and says they want to do it their own way, we get the dysfunction we've seen throughout human history. This is not the worst chapter in American history or human history, but this is not a good one. And a lot of what's happening is reflective of people drifting from God. You know, but what I need to do is not go out and criticize other people for being off base as much as model what is it to be a peacemaking, God-respecting, human-being-respecting force for good. Mm-hmm. And that is the role of the church. The church is to care for the poor and the orphan and the needy. The church is to be a stabilizing force in the community. We are to be the ones who heal relationships, show how to keep a marriage together, raise children, and reach out and help the ones who don't have the mom and dad together that are taking care of them. And that really is the role of the church. And, of course, when the opportunity arises, let people know that there is an eternal solution that can bring forgiveness and bring transformation and give us the eternal life that is even a greater hope than having a nice 80-year life on the planet Earth.
Yeah, right.
The gospel ends up being more important than anything else, but we need to live that gospel, which is a peacemaking, put relationships first, be a force for good type lifestyle.
Well, it's transformational, Jeff, and let's face it, people don't like their cheese moved. They don't, on the surface, they're going to get cranky. It's not all that good. But when they get a grip of it, and not that everybody is going to, as you say, this side of heaven. But meanwhile, we've got to be faithful to those things that enlarge us, encourage us, and encourage others, as you say, that make that impact, that, commit us to being, co-laborers with God and God's perfect plan and purpose for all of us, do we not?
Yeah. And, I would remind people of faith in Christ to not panic and not become so wound up about some of the unwise, wrong, aggressively weird behaviors or words or actions of other people, particularly in the political realm.
Right.
If we do, then we start to label and criticize them. We have a tone that isn't going to draw someone to our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to start labeling folks and just call them by the category that they're in when we would not want to be categorized and labeled either.
Right.
So, yes, judge the ideas and judge behaviors, but don't judge people. That's God's job. We need to love people and live our lives well.
Yeah, live in his peace. Jesus gave us peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And when you find yourself going wiggy, and you can, it's easy to get caught up in that, and that's a good point, Jeff. Jeff, real quick, as we wrap things up, Drew Brees, he set a record. They said that may not ever be surpassed.
Well, the fact that he's healthy and he's on a great team that means he's going to be playing, if he stays healthy for another year, two or three. So he'll put those numbers far out there. But the joy of Drew Brees is the way he celebrates his teammates. There's humility there. There's a team that came together and a city that's come together. He's dedicated himself to others.
Yes.
And yet he's such a high standards quarterback that it's made amazing results in passing yards throughout his career.
Well, without a doubt. Jeff Kemp, thank you.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We appreciate that. Our next guest, well, I'll tell you, her background is so rich, and she's done it, you know, not the easy way. It's like many of our stories. It didn't come easy, but it required hard work and commitment and dedication. Carol Swain, who's now Dr. Carol Swain, her story takes you from a high school dropout and teenage mother to a highly accomplished university professor and public intellectual. She's passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Dr. Swain, always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's my pleasure to be with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been, but I always enjoy our time together. Appreciate your practical insight, and it's almost like if you could get this country together, seated, and get their attention. Right now, they're seem to be going so sideways and you know, agitated, and it seems to be serving one party more than another, but it certainly is hurting the unity of what this country is all about, is it not?
I would agree. I mean, I was a political scientist teaching for 28 years, teaching political science, and I've never seen anything like the politics we have today in America. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, sort of stunned by the reaction to President Trump's election, that we in America would have such a strong resistance movement that would seem bent on overthrowing the results of the election. I mean, if we've almost had a political coup in the U.S.
Exactly.
I mean, and really, in a lot of respects, we've had one in a sense. I mean, you know, we don't want to talk about it in those terms because it's so foreign. You know, you think in terms of, you know, third world countries, not here in the United States, but the very thing, you know, that came from the Democrats and particularly from their candidate, Hillary Clinton, suggesting that Donald Trump would debase the whole process. Even at the time, President Obama suggested the same thing, that Donald Trump was a danger, that he was threatening the very foundations of the electoral process. And it's been them that has caused more problems. And, you know, along this way, as you say, with the resistance and, you know, and the sad thing about this, Dr. Swain, is that we, the people, we're paying for this, you know. It's like, how insane is this?
You know what connects it all is Marxism.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, I was a child of the 1960s, but I watched the protest and the anarchy taking place. And in some ways, we are reliving that.
Mm-hmm.
What's different is that the radicals are in our institutions. They're running our universities as well as
the media, everything.
In our institutions.
Yeah. Right.
And in Congress and in the FBI and the CIA, that they have really been able to infiltrate those organizations in a way that I would think would be unimaginable. And the people that have studied communism and looked at documents, they say Joe McCarthy was correct about the U.S. government when he was warning about what was taking place, that he, in some ways, he was silenced by using some of the same tactics that are used today, but he was actually right about what was taking place in our government and in our institutions.
Well, and here we are. I mean, you got Trevor Loudon, who is a researcher out of New Zealand, and he's reported on this extensively, Dr. Swain, that we've got over 100 elected officials in our government that have declared themselves as democratic socialists. And I go, well, how do you put your hand on the Bible, take a vow to defend the U.S. Constitution, when the very thing you believe in is antithetical to what our Constitution represents?
Yes, I agree.
So what are we going to, you know, what are we going to do about it? I mean, I think that the political process. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I actually do believe that the political left, that they have overplayed their hand, mm-hmm. and what should be, in some ways, an easy midterm victory for them, I don't think it's going to be so easy.
Mm-hmm. No, I think so, too. I think we're coming along the same thing as we did in the 2016 election. Somebody's thumb was on the scale repeatedly, had Hillary Clinton 90%. She was going to win. There was no doubt it, but she was going to be our first female president. That's end of story. And then, you know, then we the people got involved, as we should, and our votes counted, and they have been in shock ever since. And instead of, you know, analyzing what they got wrong, they just have convinced themselves that somehow the election was stolen from them. No, I think the election was reclaimed by the rightful body that it belonged to, and that is we the people, was it not?
I actually don't believe that they've convinced themselves. I believe they know exactly, you know, what happened, how the American system is supposed to operate. What they have done is to dupe their followers to create all this political unrest among the people who are low information voters in some cases. They're low information people in other cases.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so radically minded that they have no sense of judgment or respect or love for this country. And even today I see that there's an op-ed piece in the New York Times that argues that we need to give statehood to Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., because the Senate is affirmative action for white people. And so it goes on and on that we have to bring balance because the Senate discriminates against minorities. We know that at the time the Constitution was framed and ratified, that race was not an issue, nor did the framers have any idea or any clue that we would be experiencing a racialization of politics to the level we have today.
Mm-hmm. It has really held us back, no doubt about it, by, you know, kind of chasing windmills like Don Quixote. And I say this with all due respect. I'm sure there are some people that feel that, you know, this has taken place. But the fact of the matter is by continuing to follow, you know, that false narrative, we're really not solving anything here. We're becoming more and more divided. This is all, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, Dr. Swain, that this is rules for radicals. You know, you say it's communism, it's Marxism. You know, this is what Saul Alinsky has brought to the American body politic through his acolytes like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Yes, I mean he made it simple enough that average people could understand it, and so it has become a playbook for people, and you see it just repeated again and again and again, and so I mean we as conservatives need to be as familiar with rules for radicals as the political left is, and when there are tactics that we can use that don't run contrary to our values and principles, then I think we have to use them.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is very effective with using ridicule mm-hmm. to expose the political left.
Exactly. Well, and it was quite a bit of exposure last night on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, who he had to remind that he had to remind her that she wasn't president, that he was.
I know. I thought that was hilarious.
I just said, you know, and I got to tell you, Dr. Swain, you know, your book on debating immigration, my thought was about your book is that it would be great if we could debate immigration. But when we have all this noise that we got to wade through, you see, this is all the problem with resistance. And we have serious issues in our country right now. Some of this is being mitigated because we have a robust economy and things are so much better compared to what they were, you know, 2 years ago. But we've got serious business to be about, which is for every man, which is for every American. And we can do a lot of great things if we're unified. But if we're backbiting and divided, then, you know, it's a drain on our creativity. It's a drain on the solutions that we could bring to the table to really address these critical issues like, you know, like your book, which you've given us the second edition on debating immigration.
Yes. And a couple of nights ago when the president was speaking at a rally in Kentucky, he said quite a bit about immigration. So I believe after the midterm elections, he would turn his attention to immigration. And it is an issue that the political left doesn't want to get resolved. Mm-hmm. They believe it helps them to leave millions of people in limbo. And so I think the president, just like he's quietly been able to accomplish much of his agenda, that he will be able to reform immigration. He will be able to do it because he has a desire to do so. I'm not so sure that other presidents have had that same desire.
Exactly. Well, what happens if, you know, if a red wave doesn't happen to offset the blue wave, and if Democrats take over one of the houses, let's just say, you know, what happens to that agenda?
I mean, it'll be more difficult, but I think that President Trump understands the American people mm-hmm. and that he is building support. Plus, the political left shoots itself in the foot and in the hip repeatedly, and I think that they are adopting strategies that are driving away their base.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, members of Congress want to be reelected, and if they see the political winds blowing in the direction of the president, then they're going to get on board with his agenda. All he has to do is go out, have his rallies, take his agenda to the American people.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. Dr. Swain, thank you. It's always an honor to have you with us. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond.
Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A big burger.